Blog Talk Radio.
On me, Lord, on my situation, breathe on my sickness, breathe on that trouble in my home and in my life. I'll be all right if the breath of the Lord, hallelujah, if the breath of the living God will just breathe on me. We magnify your name because we know you're able to move every situation. Come on, Daryl, and administer to somebody that's going through something today.
A little voice whispers and says that it's gonna be alright.
Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. God, I love you. God, I thank you. God, I sanctify you in the name of Jesus. I honor you, Father, in the name of the Lord. I give you glory due unto your name. I praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father, you are my capability to praise you. In the name of Jesus, I honor you. Lift you up, Lord God, and glorify your name. I magnify you. Have your will, God. In the name of Jesus, breathe upon us, Lord God. God, in the name of Jesus, breathe upon us, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, restore us. Hey, God, in the name of Kobana Halavidio Kusu, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give your name the praise. We sanctify you. We magnify you. God, you are worthy of my praise. You are worthy, hallelujah, of the sacrifice of my lips. God, hallelujah, so I sacrifice a praise in the name of Jesus. I sacrifice, hallelujah, and I say yes to your will, yes to your way, God, yes, Father, you can have your way, yes, hallelujah, you can move like you want, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, I give your name the praise. Hallelujah, I magnify you, God. What an awesome God you are, a mighty Savior, an excellent God in the name of, hallelujah, sovereign, hallelujah, are you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I glorify you. I thank you, Lord God, that you counted us in the number. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Having, Lord God, mercy. Showing mercy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, and giving us another chance to come before you, Lord God, holy and acceptable unto you. Hallelujah, I thank you. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that you will bless these airwaves, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, that you will bless the ears that hear, God, and the heart, hallelujah, that receives, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And for them, Lord God, who will walk therein, in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that you will bless each and every one that will listen to this show in the archive. God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, those that you have chosen to hear this word, God, that they will hear it, Lord God, that they will heed in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and they will run therewith in the name of the Lord. I pray, God, in the double, hallelujah, God, that you will have your way in the name of Jesus. I erase every, Lord God, lie the enemy I'm told in the double, lined up the people of God in the name of Jesus to bind them up, Lord God, in our eyes, to bind them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in untruth, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I ask, Father, that you shine the light of holiness in, hallelujah, God, the place of darkness. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Reveal, Lord God. Reveal the hidden things of dishonesty, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Reveal, Lord God. For your spirit brings the secret things to light, Lord. For there is nothing hid, Father, that there is. Hallelujah, that shall not be revealed. Oh, God, I bless you. I bless you for your glory, God. I bless you, Lord, for your glory. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 God, I love you in the name of Jesus. God, I just thank you to have your way. I thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah, to reveal by your spirit. I thank you, Lord God, in the Nibolo Costa, did wisdom from on high, God, and oh, fill my mouth, O God, in the Iokori, the Iokusa, God, in the name of Jesus, with the spirit of your words, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, fill me, Father, as I surrender to you, as I yield to the moving of your spirit, as I yield, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, as I surrender, God, and I do surrender, Father, I surrender to your will, I surrender to your way. Oh, God, I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord, I thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I honor you, Jesus. I bless you, God. I love you in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, I submit to you. I surrender in the name of Koria Bohosa. I surrender in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Move according to your spirit. Hey God, sanctify. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, come on and worship him. Come on and magnify him. Come on and glorify him. Hallelujah. He's worthy of the praise. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you. Hallelujah. Hey, God, I love you in the name of Jesus. You are an awesome Savior. You are a mighty God. And I honor you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 My God, my Savior, my Lord in whom I trust. I thank you, God. God, I bow to you in the spirit. I prostrate myself in the spirit, Lord. God, in your presence, Father. God, in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, have your way, God. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I honor you, Father, and I thank you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, I love you. Thank you, God. Truly, I want to bless God. I want to give God, hallelujah, the glory. He is in this place. Hallelujah. He is in this place. If you just begin to worship him, he is in this place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the Nabokusa, I got a lot to cover in the Nabokusa. I look through you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we want to move in the presence. We want to move under the anointing in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We want to move. While the Spirit is moving, we want to get into the Word in the name of Jesus. And we're speaking about the mantle of the prophet. God, I love you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We're speaking about the mantle of the prophet in the name of Jesus. And we said in the name of Jesus that the mantle, a mantle, hallelujah, is placed on you, is the unction. It is, hallelujah, the ability to function in the name of Jesus and what God has called you to do. So in the office of the prophet, God mantleized the prophet. A prophet doesn't call himself to this office. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. Just because you have the gift of prophecy doesn't mean that God has mantleized you to walk in the office of the prophet. In the name of Jesus. It is something that God himself places on, hallelujah, the prophet to walk therein. It is, hallelujah, it is a mantle that God has conditioned hallelujah, the prophet to walk in. He has conditioned him. He has broken him. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. He has brought him down to his lowest, hallelujah, hallelujah, denominator. He has brought him down, our God, in the name of Jesus, to the point that all a prophet can do is look up. To the point, in the name of Jesus, that a prophet will be able to turn in no other direction but to Jesus Christ. He has broken, hallelujah, the prophet in such a way, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that the prophet does not depend on his own way, on his own words, on his own knowledge, in the name of Jesus. Good God, amado, doko, sandiriokusa, in the name of Jesus. So the prophet depends completely, wholeheartedly on Jesus Christ. Because he is the mantle, I'm sorry, he is the voice of God in this season. He is the voice of God. So he is mantleized at birth by God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So I want you to catch that. So you can, glory to God, you cannot, hallelujah, just wake up one morning and say, okay, I'm going to be a prophet. No. It carries a heavy weight. It carries, there are responsibilities. And if you simply put on this office because you want the glory, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, it looks glamorous to you. So you want to walk in the office of the prophet because it looks glamorous, ah, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. You see how other people operated mostly wrong in the name of Jesus, and it looks good to you in the name of Jesus. So you want to walk in this office for the prestige, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, which a prophet does not get. The prophet does not get his prestige from man. He gets it. Help me, Holy Ghost, help me. Help me, Holy Ghost, because I have to tear down all of this foolishness that you have seen of prophets. I've got to rip it up. I've got to tear it down because prophets, hallelujah, have made you believe, hallelujah, that the office is simply soothsaying, that it's, hallelujah, fortune telling in the name of Jesus, that we ought to tell you your future and we ought to tell you, hallelujah, that you're going to get houses and lands and cars. Hallelujah. That's not the office of a prophet. Help me, Holy Ghost. His job is not simply to cater to you, to make you feel good. That's not his office. That's not why God mantleized him. That's not why God called him. God didn't call him so that, hallelujah, he can bless you with stuff. He called the prophet. Help me, Holy Ghost. He instituted the office of the prophet, that the prophet would hear the word from the Lord and speak that word. The prophet is not here simply, hallelujah, to bring agreement to your spirit. You understand that that's not his function. His function is not so, you know, well, when a prophet comes to you in the name of Jesus, he's supposed to prophesy and it's supposed to agree with your spirit. Not necessarily. If you are walking in sin, he's not coming to, hallelujah, agree with you. He's coming to reprove you. Hello? He's coming to break up the fallow ground. He's coming to destroy, hallelujah, the foundation that you build sin and lust on. That's his function. He's there to destroy. He's there to pull down what? He's there to pull down everything that is contrary to the word of God. So if you are not walking, hallelujah, in the word of God and you have built upon, hallelujah, the fountain of God, the foundation of God, anything that does not agree, hallelujah, with Jesus Christ, with the moving of God in this season, he's to tear it down. He's to rip it up. He is to destroy the work. And after he has completely abolished it, then God sends him in to rebuild. But he doesn't start rebuilding until he has destroyed, hallelujah, the works that you have built contrary to the will of God. So when God sends a prophet into the region, he's not coming in agreement. So we have people who want to call a prophet who will agree with their agenda. The prophet has no agenda but God's agenda. And if he can agree with your agenda, then God did not send him. If he can agree with your agenda, and your agenda does not agree with God, then God did not send that prophet. That's a lying prophet. Now we've got to get this office in order, because we run the prophets now. We come on. We run the prophets to agree with us in our mess. And then we prophesy over you. Oh, my God, help me, Holy Ghost. We prophesy over you while you're in the midst of sin, while you're hating your neighbor, while you're murdering and everything. And we're prophesying over you good, mercy, and peace. We're saying peace, peace to you when there is no peace, when you're in sin. The office of the prophet. In its most basic form, is to set judgment to the house of God. That's his function. If you're not in the will of God, God sends the prophet to align, hallelujah, the house of God with God. That's his function. Thank you, Jesus. So the one thing, thank you, Holy Ghost, that we love to do with prophets is that when God sends a prophet to us, we like to ask the prophet, well, what do you think God means by that? God told Ezekiel in the 3rd chapter of Ezekiel, and the 26th verse, God said to Ezekiel, he said, I will make thy tongue cleave to the roof of thy mouth, that thou shalt be dumb and shall not be to them a reprover, for they are a rebellious house. The first thing we want to do when God sends a prophet that doesn't pretty much agree with what we thought was right, we want to ask them, well, what does that mean? We want a prophet to begin to explain what God has said. That's not his function. The prophet is not sent to explain God's words. The prophet is sent to deliver God's word. And then your job is either to obey the word or not. See, I know I'm not going to get a whole lot of agreement, but I have to tell you the truth, because we have treated this office as our own personal award. We seek award from it. And see, my chat room is going down now because not too many people want to hear the truth about the office of the prophet. The office of a prophet is a lonely office. Let me just help you, for those of you who want to just run into this office, let me help you. The office of the prophet is a lonely office, because the first thing that God does to that prophet is he separates him from everything, from everyone. He separates him. Read your scripture. Go back into all of the major prophets, and you'll find that the first thing that God did to them was separate them from everybody. Why? Because he needs to separate his prophet, hallelujah, from every influential thing, hallelujah, that will convince him against what God is doing. So he separates them. He separates them from friends. He separates them from family. Hallelujah. He gets him into seclusion so that he alone hallelujah, can feed that prophet. He alone. It's a lonely office. Do you understand? It's a lonely office. You don't get many friends in this office. And if God gives you a friend, you better hold on. Oh, my God. You better hold on to it. Because it's a lonely walk, the office of the prophet. Because he hears from God, and he has to be holy. He has to be set aside. He has to be set apart so that when God speaks, there is no one that can bribe him into saying anything other than what God has said. And I lost a whole lot of people, Father. Good God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But we've got to get this right. And the prophet, my God, help me, Jesus. So I told you on last night that the gift of prophecy can be confused with the office of a prophet, mainly because, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, with the gift, hallelujah, of prophecy, in the name of Jesus, the gift of prophecy is used, hallelujah, when God sees fit. In the office of the prophet, you are constantly, hallelujah, hallelujah, at a moment's notice, available to the Lord. Let me explain what I mean. In the office of the prophet, after God has separated you, after God has broken you, after God has weaned you, hallelujah, off of, hallelujah, the cares of this life. As he has broken you to the point where the only thing that you would depend on is God. You get what you get into a place where, hallelujah, you are always on reserve for God to use you. That means that at a moment's notice, the Spirit of the Lord can speak to you, hallelujah, and tell you to speak to some. I mean, at a moment's notice. That's why a prophet can speak something in the name of Jesus. And the prophet, he can just be talking. It may be an instant where God didn't, where he did not actually hear God speaking, but he is just holding conversation, and he's gotten into your business. Because he is constantly in the presence of God. And at any moment, God can use it, and it can be unbeknownst to the prophet that he is even being used in that moment. It can be unbeknownst to him. Do you understand? So that is why sometimes when prophets speak and someone comes to them and says, oh, you said it. You was just all in my Kool-Aid, he or she don't know what you're talking about. Because sometimes they are simply holding conversation. They are simply talking, and they don't understand, they don't realize that what they have just done, hallelujah, it builds your business. They don't understand that. They don't, because that's not their focus. Their focus is not to spill your business. Their focus is simply to be available for God, that at a moment's notice, and it can be unbeknownst to him or her, God can come in and use them. Do you understand? They are constantly on, 24/7. There is not a break. There is not a vacation. You understand? 24/7, the prophet is on. In the midnight hour, God can speak to a prophet and command him to go. Go stand out on the street, and there'll be a man that walks past your way. I want you to tell him thus, thus, and so. 24/7. That's why you have to stay in the presence of the Lord. That's why you can't be dipping and dabbing in the name of Jesus with everybody else. That's why God separates you from people. Because if he leaves you in the crowd, you can be influenced by the crowd. So he plucks you up out of the crowd, place you in a solitary place. And while you are begging for company, while you are seeking company, God keeps you apart so that even when you're in a crowd of people, you're yet still lonely. Because you've been called out, you've been appointed to something different than everybody else. The office of the prophet is a serious office. So when you simply desire that office, be careful what you are desiring. Because if you've read what prophets go through, if you've read the humiliation that they suffer simply because they carry the word of God, and it's not always the word that is written. Many times, it's a logos, it's a rhema word straight from God. Many times, it's a rhema word. Now, it might be a witness to the written word, and it may not, but it will always be a word directly from God. If it's not, I would run in the other direction. So I'm here to give you an understanding of the office of the prophet versus the gift of prophecy, or the gift of knowledge, which can be confused with the office of the prophet. Because the gifts of a prophet sometimes, in the office, comprise of the word of knowledge, you know, visions and dreams and so forth and so on, so that because you have a dream that comes to pass, they want to automatically put you in the office. In the office of the prophet, and that's not necessarily saying that you belong there. It simply means that you may have the gift of prophecy, which operates in a dream state or in visions. It takes on many different forms. Only God can tell you whether or not you are in the office of the prophet, because he institutes that office. He puts you in that place. He will tell you whether or not you are in that office. And if God does not say it, I don't care how many other people come to you and say it. If God does not say it, stay in your place and wait until God moves you. You understand? This is why we have a whole lot of people telling you to come to them. Come hear the prophet. Come, you hear this a lot. Come hear the prophet. Come see the prophet. And the Lord said, didn't Jesus say, hallelujah, there'll be many that will come in my name and say, lo, he is here, and lo, he is there. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Be careful who you are running to, hallelujah, for a word. Do you understand? Be careful. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Be very careful who you are running to, because you're itching for a word. In the last days, they shall have itching ears, running to and forth, trying to find a new word. Come on, somebody. Come on. Your word, the word that you want, should come from God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Let me help you. If a prophet, or let's say a so-called prophet, is calling you and saying, okay, I got a word for you, I got a word for you, I got a word for you, and I got a word for you. And he has to go back to your past, bring you up to your future to bring you up to your present to tell you your future, that's an indication there's a problem. Because God deals where you are. And God is not looking past in your past, because that has happened already. He's not trying to go back there. That's why he said, that's why Paul said, I forget those things which are behind me, and I press forward to those things which are before me. Do you understand? When someone who say they as a prophet have to go back into your past, what they are doing is soothsaying. Okay? They are soothsaying. They're using witchcraft spirits to tell you where you've been, to bring you up where you are. You already know where you are. You don't need nobody to tell you where you are. You need somebody to tell you how to avoid the trip and the tracks of the devil. You need someone who will keep you on the path of righteousness. That's what the prophet is instituted to do, to warn you to stay on the path of holiness. But we've gotten so comfortable with prophets coming into the body of Christ and telling us everything else but how to walk holy, how to live holy, how to stop sinning, how to stop, in the name of Jesus, lusting after everything. We've gotten comfortable with the prophet that will keep us comfortable in our sins. And that is not what the office of the prophet is for. He's not there to keep you comfortable. He's there to stir you up. Hello. He's there to stir you up. And many times, he won't go with the status quo. He won't go with everything everybody else is doing. He's there to shake it up. So when you think that everything is okay and everything is hunky-dory, and the first thing the prophet comes in to do, he wants to tell you, you got a new house coming. You got a new car coming. Well, you're still sleeping and shacking up with Johnny. What about that? Or no, Locosa. God, give us real prophets who can see the real situation we stand in. Your soul is in danger of hell, and I'm going to come and prophesy to you a new home. I'm going to come prophesy to you, okay, that everything is hunky-dory. No. No, that's not what God is sending a prophet for. If he is sending the prophet. And see, that's another thing. We got to find out whether or not God is actually sending the prophet or if the prophet sent himself. Because we got a whole lot of people who God didn't send, but they went anyway. We have a whole heap of folks. God called them lying prophets. God, oh my God, help me, Jesus. Lying prophets that have been sent out by the enemy to make you feel good, to make you dance and shout, but there is no change. You are no more serious about walking with God as you were before the prophet came there. He hasn't stirred you up in the name of Jesus to live holy for God. He's just stirring you up to continue doing what you're doing. He don't ever come to tell you, okay, God said, you know, that this that you're doing right here, you need to stop. No, no, no. That's not allowed in the house of God because now I'm judging you. I can't come and tell you that, okay, this thing you're doing is wrong. Because now I'm judging you. No, baby, I didn't judge you. The world judged you. You're contrary to the word, then you're contrary to God. Because in the beginning, the word was God. Come on now. And so because we're so willing to have itching ears, anybody that say they are prophet will run to them to get comfort. There used to be a time when you would fear and tremble when the prophet comes to town. Hello, it used to be a time when you spend time in prayer trying to get it all right when a prophet came to town. Because the prophet didn't play. When he came in town, he was coming to reveal the heart of God. He was coming to reveal the word of God from God. But now we've gotten comfortable with the wishy-washy prophets who always have a word from God, who always have a kind word from God. When Jesus is on his way back and the Pharisee spirit has gotten loose in the church, but we can prophesy to you new homes and new cars, and God's going to bless you with a financial blessing. Come on, somebody. But we can't prophesy to you that if you don't put that down, judgment's going to fall in your house. We can't prophesy that to you. We can't come to you and tell you what you're doing and say, God says, you don't stop that. Judgment's going to fall. We can't do that because now we're lying. Now we're not telling the truth. You see what I'm saying? Now we just can't tell you right things. Hello? You see how comfortable we've gotten in the body of Christ, and we've allowed lying prophets to come into the house and prophesy to us, and we jumped and we shouted, and like everything is okay. Isaiah 30:10 puts it like this. Would say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy to us deceit. Tell us we always right. Tell us we always doing good. You know what I'm saying. Tell us we're going to be blessed for the rest of our life. That's not the job of the prophet. Not that that excludes. Not that the prophet can't say that. If you are walking, if you are truly walking, hallelujah, in the presence of God, and you're truly doing the things of God, and God sends a prophet. The key word there is if God sends a prophet. And he prophesied. And God has told him to prophesy to you. Thus, thus, and so. Then yes. The Bible says, if you ever want to know if a prophet is really true, the prophet that tells, that says something is coming to pass, and that thing does not come to pass, then God has not sent that prophet. That prophet is a liar. Hello? But we don't do that because we love to hear the good. We don't challenge it anymore. We simply accept what comes across the tank, the pike. So the mantle of the prophet is placed on by God. No one chooses this office. God chooses this office. God chooses. God chooses the prophet, not the other way around. So we have a whole, as I said last night, we have a whole bunch of prophets. I mean, everybody is a prophet today. Everybody is a prophet today. As I said on last night, they had many prophets in Israel's time too. They were called lying prophets because it was few and far between those who really walked before God. You see what I'm saying? Those were the prophets that no one really wanted to call on. Those were the prophets that people hated to see coming. These were the prophets that were stoned and beaten. These were the prophets. Hallelujah. God help us, Jesus. These were the prophets that were thrown in dungeons, that were sawn asunder. These were the prophets because they spoke right from the word of God, from the mouth of God. They were hated. They were mistreated. They were talked about. They were cast aside. They were stoned. They were beaten. These are the true prophets. They weren't always received with gladness. They were hated. And you want to be a prophet. The question becomes, do you want to be a real prophet or you want to be a lying prophet? If you want to be a lying prophet, then continue doing what you want to do. You can sleep around with everybody in the congregation. You can do whatever you want because, after all, you're a lying prophet. But if you have truly been called by God in this office, there's some breaking that has to take place. Your spirit has to be broken. You have to die to walk in this office. You have to die. Amen, Brother Michael. You have to die. You have to die to walk in this office. You have to die to yourself. You have to die to your own will. And so God puts his prophet through the vigorous and rigorous test of dying so that he can mold you and shape you into who he wants you to be. So that when God speaks, you speak. And when God doesn't, you don't have nothing to say. They called you for a word, and God didn't say nothing. I don't have nothing. God bless you. But because we want to be seen and we want to be heard, we want people to know we are prophet. We want people, come on, we want people to know. And then if they get us our name wrong, we want to get upset. Oh, my God, in the Naboko say Aduhuku. We want to get upset. So there's the gift of prophecy, and then there's the office of the prophet. As I said before, the gift you can ask for, it's a gift. It's a gift. It's a gift. You can ask for it. And if you believe when you ask, good God Almighty, you will receive. All the gifts of the Spirit are yours for the asking. But they're just that, gifts. And they operate by faith, which works by love. Faith works by love, and the gifts of the Spirit works by faith. So if you don't have no love, hello, you can't operate by faith, and the gifts will not operate. You have to have compassion for your fellow brothers and sisters. And if you have no compassion, and you simply seeking, you know, self-gratification, self-awareness, self, you know, we all into self now. You come on, find yourself is what we tell each other. Find yourself. They tell you in the body of Christ, find out what you want to do in the building. Find out what you want to do. So God is not issuing out anything. We're just deciding what we want to do, and we walk in that. or we go to school to learn that. And so God is nowhere in the picture, because all we have to do is choose what we want to do, choose where we want to be. And the only thing God said is choose you to say who you shall serve. He didn't tell you to choose an office. He didn't tell you to choose that. He chooses that. He didn't tell you to choose a function. Now we're going into where God is supposed to be. That's why we have so much foolishness going on in the body of Christ, because we're busy finding ourselves in the house of God rather than finding God and let God find us a place to be in the house of God. And when I say house of God, I'm talking about the body of believers. I'm not talking about a building. You understand what I'm saying? The gift of God is given to everyone to profit with them. To profit with. It's for the encouragement and the building of the body of Christ. It's not just so that we can bring name recognition to ourselves. That's not what it's for. That's not why Jesus bled and died. That's not why he suffered, bled and died. They said Jesus led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. He gave gifts unto men. Paul said, crave.
God, help us, Father. Help us, Lord.
Crave earnestly the gifts. He said, crave them. Crave the gifts, not the positions, not the offices. God never gave you that to choose. We're trying to take things from God because, well, this is just where I want to be. If that's not where God placed you, you can't operate in it. And we've got a whole lot of people sitting under folks who are not being fed because they chose to walk in their office. They chose to be a pastor. They chose to be a teacher. They chose to be a pastor. God didn't put them there. They chose it for themselves. Hello, somebody. This is why we have a whole lot of confusion, because the whole body of Christ is out of order. It's out of order. If God didn't put you there, if God did not put you there, get out immediately. Please, because you put your own self in jeopardy, especially when it comes to the office of the prophet, because the prophet is so, or is supposed to be, so in tune with God that if the prophet steps out of line, God himself will deal with the prophet. Remember the prophet who God sent, and he sent it to a town in Israel in the name of Jesus, and so God told him to go and prophesy unto the people, and don't come back by the same way, go come back home a different way, don't eat or drink in the land. There came a lying prophet and told the prophet that God said, come back and eat with me. I'm paraphrasing it, okay? The prophet turns back around, eats with the lying prophet. And then God sends a word through the lying prophet, Jesus help us, that he's going to cause the prophet that he sent to be eaten by wolves. Or was it lions or something in the name of Jesus? Good God Almighty. Now, that's amazing to me. It's amazing to me. Because, first of all, you send a word through the lying prophet's mouth, to place judgment on me because I disobeyed your word. He didn't destroy the lying prophet. He destroyed the prophet that he sent. Why? Because the prophets have such a relationship with God. They are so knitted and entwined with God that if we step out of line, God has to judge and make an example that you do not play in this office. That if God, if I don't tell you to do it, you don't do it. If you do what I told you to do, and if anybody tells you different, I will deal with them, but you do what I told you to do. Do you understand? God will kill the prophet that gets out of line if he has come to the place of such brokenness that now God can trust you to deliver, to hand deliver his word, and you step aside, oh yes, baby, God will bring judgment on you himself. So I would be very careful about you simply walking in this office because you want to be, hallelujah, in a glamorous spot. You want the glory, but you don't want the story. Hello? You want the glory. Hello? You want to be able to prophesy to everybody, and it comes to come to pass, and then everybody wait on your word because now they see that when you speak, it comes to pass. I will be very careful. I will be very careful because this office is nothing to play with. You take your life into your own hands. This is serious business. And if you're not in this for God to get the glory, I will get out while I can. I'm telling you, this is not the office you want to play in. This is not the office you want to be playing in. Because you bring the wrath of God himself upon you. Do you understand? You bring the wrath of God upon you himself. You don't send people to deal with the prophet. You know, no. Once a prophet has reached a level, God, no, he ain't sending nobody to deal with no prophet. He ain't sending nobody to tell a prophet nothing. He's coming to deal with the prophet himself. Read your Bible. You have all the witnesses. Paul said, we have such cloud of witnesses in the Bible. Such great cloud of witnesses in the Bible that will stand up and tell you that's not where you play. That's not where you play. So I will be very careful who you run to for work. Prophets are sent to you. If you are seeking a word from the Lord, then you go to the prophet seeking a word from the Lord, not from the prophet. Because the prophet don't have nothing to say if God didn't say it. Hello, somebody. Come on, I'm taking you back to the word because it's in your word. When the kings sought to a prophet, they weren't seeking to the prophet. They were seeking to the Lord through the prophet. Go to the prophet and inquire of the Lord for me. Now, see, we're so accustomed to going to man. We're so accustomed to dealing with flesh to flesh. But this is a spirit thing. This is not flesh. And you'll always get in trouble when you try to mix spirit with flesh. They don't mingle. They don't mingle together. They don't operate with each other. They don't commune with each other. Spirit and flesh does not commune with each other. They are constantly at war with each other because the flesh, first of all, don't want to do what the spirit wants it to do. That's why you have to stay in the spirit. In this office of the prophet, that includes the office of the prophet, the office of the apostle, you have to stay in the presence of the Lord at all times. You don't have the luxury of coming out and resting and then doing what you want to do. No, you don't have that luxury. You don't have that luxury to take a break from doing what God wants you to do. That's why God separates you from influence. That's why he begins to draw you out from your friends. Hello? That's why he begins to draw you out. When he has a purpose for your life, be it the office of the prophet, the apostle, pastor, teacher, whatever it is, he draws you out because these offices are serious business, and you've got to be in line with God at all times. So for those of you who are playing in whatever office you say God has placed you in, I would get it right tonight. For those of you who are pastors, if you are not using that office correctly, I would get it right tonight. Especially our male pastors, I would get it right. You got women coming up to you and they're hugging all over you. You should stop it right now. They have no business coming up to you and are putting their bodies all up on you. I will get it right tonight. Because you are playing with fire. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I have conveyed to you the seriousness of this office of the prophet. It is not something you go into lightly, and you don't go into it. God puts you in it. God chooses you for this office. People can't compliment you into this office. You understand? They can't praise you into this office. Only God can place you in this office. Only God can do that. The phone lines are open. 646-929-1310. We have 26 minutes. You are free to call in. We are here to agree with you in prayer. You don't have to tell us anything. You don't have to say anything to us. We are simply here to agree. We will touch and agree with you in prayer. We're no longer praying for folks. We are agreeing with you in prayer because you've got to work for what you want from God. You see what I'm saying? We're not cradling anybody in anything anymore. If you want out, then you've got to believe to come out. So we agree with you in prayer. If you want to be made free, then you've got to believe for your freedom. And we simply agree with you that God is going to bring you out. Now, if you don't believe, don't bother praying because you've already doomed it. If you don't believe, well, we can pray for you until the cows come home. But if you don't believe it, you will not receive anything. Thank God. I thank God for each and every one of you who have come in tonight and been with me. This has been on in my spirit and in my heart to teach and bring forth to the body of Christ, because we have played with the office of the prophet for too long. We have played with it. We have toyed with it for too long. You understand? And I'm talking about those of us who say we are prophets, who say we walk in the office of the prophet. We have toyed with it. We have used it for too long. And we've used it for our own pleasures. We've exacted our own pleasures. We've done it for our own financial gain. We've done it for our own pleasures. And God is done. He's finished with that. And we've made the office of the prophet a mockery. The office of the prophet is one of the most disrespected offices in the body of Christ. And we did it to ourselves. Because we allow those of us who are truly walking before God and who are truly living for God and actually walking in this office correctly, we've allowed it to go on, and we've not, in the name of Jesus, stood up. We've not stood up. We've not stood up, and we've allowed it to go on. You understand? So now God wants to get the whole body of Christ in order, and he has to start with the house of God. He has to. But judgment, hello, must begin at the house of God. And the prophets and the apostles are the first line that God comes to. And if we are not in order, if we are not in order, if we are not in order, I just thank God, and I pray that this teaching has truly blessed you. We have one more night. We have one more night in the name of Jesus where we'll come together and again we will prayerfully go even further into this office of a prophet, because it is important we understand the office of a prophet. We're not here to always agree with you. We're not here so that you will always agree with us. We're here simply and only to deliver the word of God from God, not out of our own intellect, not about what we think about it, not based on what we are going through, but what the Lord said, period. And that's it. That's it. So, again, I thank God for each and every one of you. God has done with me, so you know my tradition is, or not tradition, but my way is that when God releases me, I release you. And I thank God again. And I pray, God, that he will bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name is my prayer. God bless you.
Is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to him.
I will praise the Lamb.